KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off with high school softball and baseball from last night, we had a softball doubleheader for you here on the radio, and Atlantic picked up a couple of wins as they go 10-0 in the first game in five innings of play against Clarinda, and they win the second one 13-3 also in five innings. The first game saw Allie Anderson pitch a perfect game, a two-run home run from Alexis Handel, her seventh deep shot of the year, and a two RBI double to end the game from Alyssa Derby there in that first game. In the second game, the Trojans started off slow as they got down a couple runs in the first inning. Olivia Engler got the start in the circle and was the victim of a couple of bad circumstances early. Allie Anderson ended up coming into the game to finish things off in the third. And it was a nice rally, though, from Atlantic, and Engler did a great job at the plate. She had four hits, four RBIs there in that second game to help Atlantic pick up a victory. And afterwards, we spoke with Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman, and he talked about the effort.
Yeah, especially after the loss last night, that was one of the things that I'd said, I think in the morning show and the news show there, that one of the things we wanted to do, I wanted to see how they were going to respond to a little adversity last night and not being able to come away with that victory. But I thought they responded pretty well. Allie did a great job in the circle as usual. We got Olivia in there a little bit to see if we could rest her arms for some games we got this weekend, but you know, Olivia was just sort of a victim of not very many breaks, really. You know, she had she kind of made a few little mistakes early with the hit batter and the base on balls, but then one off her glove, or a couple of them off her glove, one uncharacteristic error by one of the infielders, and you know, next thing we have, we get some runs across, and you know, it's nice though as a coach that I can always look back and I have Allie over there at first base that I can bring in, and we knew that she had shut them down in the first game and that she was able and capable, of course, of doing that in the second game. So that was pretty much the plan, and I thought.
And Coach Hensman, once again, pleased with the effort. They will get into more action here this weekend. They head to Fort Dodge here today. They've got a tournament for today and tomorrow. Lots of games being played there for the Trojans, and they've got a busy week coming up next week, and that's why he said they wanted to get some of that rotation in the circle so that they can give Allie Anderson a chance to rest a little bit here and there for a few innings, and they get that accomplished last night and pick up a couple of victories. So Atlantic, two-time winner over Clarinda. Other softball scores, it was Denison Schleswig taking two from Creston, 7-0 in game one, 13-0 in game two. Fremont Mills topped St. Albert 12-5. It was Harlan taking game one over Glenwood 10-1. And Glenwood came back and won game two by a score of 5-4 in nine innings of play. Lewis Central took two from Shenandoah 12-0 in game one and 7-3 in game two. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, it was Audubon taking game one of a doubleheader 12-6 over Griswold. Griswold returned the favor in game two as they win it 11-0. IKM Manning took two from Riverside, 11-0 in game one and 11-1 in game two. Logan Magnolia, 12-0 win over Missouri Valley. Trainer, 14-1 over Tri-Center. And Underwood at AHSTW, haven't found a score on that one yet. Pride of Iowa Conference action, Central Decatur, a 10-0 winner over Southwest Valley. Lenox was an 8-2 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Rolling Valley Conference play, no score found yet for the Cam West Central Valley matchup. Coon Rapids Bayard was a 9-6 winner over ACGC. Glidden Ralston beat Arweva 12-3, and Westwood was a 16-5 winner over West Harrison. And another score is Bedford topped Stanton by a score of 12-1. Bishop Heelan 8-0 over Abraham Lincoln. East Union 5-2 over Lamoni. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 4-1 in game one, and Thomas Jefferson won game two 10-8. And then Twin Cedars beat Orient Maxburg 12-0. That's high school softball from last night. Also, the latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union softball rankings were released yesterday. And in Class 1A, Keyhigh is top-ranked, followed by Collins Maxwell, Clarksville, Akron Westfield, and AGWSR. In Class 2A, Durant is top-ranked, followed by IKM Manning at the 2 spot as they jump up 2 spots this week. Des Moines Christian, Alta Aurelia, and Loiza Muscatine round out the top 5. Trainer is at number 8, and Logan Magnolia is at number 9. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top-ranked, followed by Albia, Columbus Catholic, Humboldt, and Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. Atlantic checks in at number 8 again here this week. They stay in the same spot. In Class 4A, Charles City is top-ranked, followed by Independence, Carlisle, ADM, and Winterset. Denison-Sleschwig is 7th, Lewis Central is 12th, and Glenwood comes in at number 15. And in the 5A rankings, it's Cedar Rapids-Kennedy, who's top-ranked, followed by Pleasant Valley, Dubuque-Hempstead, Indianola, and Cedar Rapids-Jefferson. Moving on to baseball from last night, Atlantic picking up a home win there as well against Clarinda by a final of 7-1. In other Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Sleschwig taking two from Creston, 17-10 in Game 1 and 17-7 in Game 2. Harlan won twice over Glenwood, 12-11 in Game 1 and 11-2 in Game 2. And Lewis Central was a two-time winner over Shenandoah, 23-9 in Game 1 and 14-4 in Game 2. Western Iowa Conference action, Audubon takes two from Griswold, 12-0 in Game 1 and 14-2 in Game 2. Missouri Valley, a 12-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. Trainer beat Tri-Center, 17-4. And Underwood, 11-6 over HSTW. Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard beat IKM Manning, 16-6. Glidden-Ralston, 6-1 over Exira EHK. West Central Valley, a 7-2 win over Cam. Woodbine, 15-3 over East Mills. Pride of Iowa action, Central Decatur, 11-3 over Southwest Valley. Other scores had ACGC beating East Union 10-3, Bedford 14-11 over Stanton, Bishop Heland took two from Abraham Lincoln 13-0 in Game 1 and 17-1 in Game 2. Sioux City North was a two-time winner over Thomas Jefferson 17-2 in Game 1 and 11-1 in Game 2. And Twin Cedars was a 21-3 winner over Orient Maxburg. That's a look at your high school baseball action from last night. Also taking a look at Major League Baseball, it was Jacoby Jones' two-run homer, capping a three-run seventh inning as Detroit came from behind to beat the Twins 3-1. Other scores in the AL, it was Cleveland 5-2 over the White Sox, Houston 7-3 over Oakland, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Boston 2-1 over Seattle. In the National League, San Francisco 6-3 over Miami in 16 innings of play. Philadelphia was a 9-3 winner over Colorado, Atlanta beat San Diego 4-2, and Arizona 6-3 over the New York Mets. Also in Major League Baseball news, Commissioner Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is trying to remove from the internet the leaked video of former Mets manager Terry Collins ranting at umpires. The profanity-laced video surfaced this week. Manfred says baseball made a commitment to the umpires that if they would wear microphones for some games, certain exchanges would not be aired. San Francisco Giants third baseman Evan Longoria has a broken left hand after being hit by a pitch. He was struck by Dan Straley in Miami. There's no timetable for his return. And Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Reno beat Iowa 11-4 and Omaha beat Tacoma 5-3. Iowa's at Reno and Omaha at Tacoma for 9:05 starts again here tonight. In golf, Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Scott Piercy, and Russell Henley were tied at 1 under par 69 as the first round of the U.S. Open concluded. Shinnecock Hills got the best of many of the world's top players, including Tiger Woods at 8 over and Phil Mickelson at 7 over. But Johnson and company held a one-stroke lead over Jason Duffner. The rest of the field was over par. Woods finished with a 78. It was a windy day there on that links-style golf course, making it conditions difficult. The second day of the World Cup action will bring one of the most anticipated games of the opening round, Spain against Portugal, in a match of two teams trying to bring the focus back to soccer. Spain is in chaos after firing its coach 2 days before Friday's match. Portugal has been fending off distractions since star Cristiano Ronaldo hinted at an upcoming announcement about his future. The Group B match in Sochi is the Fished Olympic Stadium, the first World Cup game to be played at the venue. Friday's other two games are Egypt versus Uruguay in Group A and Morocco against Iran in Group B. Egypt is making its first World Cup appearance in 28 years, and its success will depend on the health of Liverpool star Mohamed Salah, who was injured in the Champions League final but is expected to play. The game between Morocco and Iran will likely decide third place in Group B. And it was Russia winning the opener yesterday 5-0 over Saudi Arabia. And the annual doubleheader between Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, and Drake will come to an end after next season. The Hawkeyes announced on Thursday that they are pulling out of the Des Moines-based event, partly because the Big Ten is moving from an 18- to 20-game conference schedule, which limits their options in non-conference scheduling. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta said the addition of two conference games is good for our fans, the Big Ten Conference, and our strength of schedule, but unfortunately it created some scheduling challenges that impacts this event. Iowa and Iowa State held home-and-home series with UNI Nye and Drake, both Missouri Valley Conference members until 2012, an unusually generous gesture for the high major schools. The Big Four Classic, as it came to be known, was a neutral floor compromise that the Hawkeyes and Cyclones reached with their mid-major rivals. It came on the heels of consecutive blowout road losses by Iowa at UNI. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones RPI wasn't impacted much in the years when they faced the Panthers, one of the better mid-major programs in the country, but Drake has struggled mightily ever since the Big Four was created, so facing the Bulldogs didn't do much to help the Iowa or Iowa State's NCAA tournament resume. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Was brought to you here this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.